Well, we're back. That was really great with that last caller. You just never know who's going to call in. Which is funny because I didn't even actually give out the number, which is 555-KLUNK. That's 555-KLUNK. So if you would like to get in live on the air and talk to me, Uncle Clunk, on the Uncle Clunk Abomination, just give that number a call, and our offstage operator, Myrna, will put your call through, and you can talk to me live on the air. And, well, looks like we got another one. Let's see who this could be. Hello, you're on the air with Uncle Clunk.
Hey, Uncle Clunk, how you doing? Hey, this is Chuck E. Cheese, and I just wanted to call in and congratulate you for getting back on the air.
Oh, why, thank you, Mr. Cheese. It's such a pleasure to talk to you.
Yeah, well, you know, it's been a few years, and things have smoothed over, and I just thought it'd be kind of a nice gesture on my part if I called in and said hi.
Well, that's beautiful, because I'm sure, as most of the Showbiz Radio listeners know, a long time ago, you and Mr. Broccoli were arch enemies because you guys both had your own pizza chains. Billy Bob and Fats had Showbiz Pizza, and you had your own place, Chuck E. Cheese's.
Yeah, that's right. That was a long time ago. Yeah, a lot of water under the bridge now.
Yeah, and then you guys ended up becoming friends and sharing the restaurant, and then I guess Billy Bob sold you the restaurant, and he and the Rockefeller Explosion went on to bigger and, anyway, they moved on.
Yeah, well, you know, we all have to do that in life sometimes, and, that's the way it is. But like I said, that's all water under the bridge now, you know, we're good friends now, for the most part, and, I just think it's great that you're making a big comeback. I think it's swell.
Well, that's beautiful. Oh, my manager, Murray D. Bird, set this all up. You know, I'll be on Radio Showbiz all day, and I guess I'll be doing the show from now on right here on Radio Showbiz.
Hey, that's pretty sweet. Boy, I gotta get myself a gig like that.
Oh, Chucky!
Oh, hold on a minute, Clunk. Yes, Ellen?
Oh, what are you doing?
I'm talking to Uncle Clunk on the phone live on Radio Showbiz. Hey, come on over. Why don't you say hi to him? Hey, Uncle Clock, my friend Helen here wants to say something to you, okay?
Oh, well.
Come here, Helen.
Well, hi there, Miss Henny. How are you?
Hi, Uncle Clock. Oh, I'm doing good.
Well, that's beautiful. You're beautiful.
That's very sweet of you to say.
So, I guess you and Mitzi are really great friends.
Who?
You know, Mitzi. Mitzi Mozzarella.
Chucky, what was that?
Nothing, Ellen. Just keep talking.
Right. Yeah.
I thought I heard... don't forget to go to my park and spend all your money, kids.
Chucky, you might want to have the phone back. I need to go take care of something, okay?
Okay, Ellen.
It was a great pleasure talking to you, Mr. Clunk. I have to go, hang the laundry. Yeah, that's it.
Well, okay.
I'll be back for you. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, thank you, Miss Henny, for being our guest on the Uncle Clunk Abomination.
Oh, sure. Oh, here you go, Chuck.
Thanks, Ellen. Where are you going?
Oh, just, you know, taking a little
road
problem.
What? A road problem? No comment there.
Wow, that's great. So I guess Mitzi kind of taught Helen everything she knows, huh?
I don't know if I should comment. Hey, let's get back to talking about showbiz.
Yeah, that would be great.
I can't ever recall actually going to a showbiz, but I've certainly heard lots about it.
Oh, so I guess you never saw my show back in 1983 when I replaced Mr. D. Wolf while he was on tour going around all the Kmart lounges doing his act with Little Earl.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you learn all kinds of crazy things.
Yeah, I kind of heard he's been, you know, doing all kinds of things. And is it true that he's now doing shows in, like, bowling alleys? Is that true? Is he really doing that? Is he really doing gigs in, like, bowling alleys now?
Well, I don't know. I heard Mitzi and Fats and Billy Bob and Looney Bird were playing in a bowling alley.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I can kind of see Looney Bird fitting into that environment, you know?
Oh, yeah, you know, the rest of the gang, I'm not really sure what they're doing,
Pasquale is, well, I'll tell you about my side. Pasquale's kind of opened up his own pizza chain, and not many people know about this. He's been kind of keeping kind of hush-hush about it.
Uh-huh.
You're kind of neat, so I'll let you know about it. Well, Pasquale, he's totally obsessed with pizza and all.
Oh, of course.
But that's a good thing, you know? It's good to have a hobby. It keeps him out of trouble. And Munch, we won't talk about Munch.
He called in earlier, actually.
Sorry, Uncle Conk, what was that?
Mr. Munch, he called in a little earlier, actually.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he did. That's beautiful. What about Jasper? I know Peach Bear gave him his guitar.
That's a rumor. I'm not sure how much truth there is to that. But you'd have to ask Jasper about that, actually. But Jasper's actually going on a solo tour this year. Yep. It's called the Denims Tour. Yeah, it's going to be pretty cool. And he's got a couple dates in some clubs. He's looking forward to it.
Well, that's beautiful, Mr. Cheese. Hey, a long time ago, you used to have a whole bunch of other people that used to play with you. What happened to some of them?
Other people? The only people I know of ever playing at my place were these really creepy shaver dudes. They used to hang out in the ice cream emporium.
Oh, right, the barbershop quartet. Well, what about your other previous guests, like Madame Oink and Harmony Howlett?
Doesn't ring any bells. You sure you're talking about the right place?
I think so. What about all those fabulous warblettes that used to sing background vocals for you?
I don't know if I want to talk about those with Helen around, you know?
Right.
I was a young mouse back then, and, you know how things are.
Right. Speaking of Helen, did she get her rodent problem taken care of?
She's actually calling me right now. Helen, what is it, hon?
Sean, can I say something else to Mr. Clunk?
Well, sure, Helen. Did you take care of that little rodent problem we were having back there?
Oh, of course, Jackie. You're the only mouse for me.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Hi, Mr. Clunk. I'm sorry. I just had to come on and just say that, you know, I've seen pictures of you on showbizpizza.com, and I just have to say that I really find your nose very attractive.
Why, thank you. I have a beautiful nose. So do you.
No. Don't interrupt me, Chuck. Come on now. I'm giving him a nice compliment, okay? So, yeah, I just wanted to say that. I find it very attractive.
Hey, while I've got you on the phone, Helen, I had kind of a question for you, actually.
Okay.
Well, I was at Chuck E. Cheese's the other day.
Yeah?
And I went to order some food, and I noticed they have chicken fingers on the menu.
Really? What?
Yeah.
Are you serious? Chuck didn't say anything about this to me.
You didn't know?
No.
Well, I was just wondering, if Chucky is dating a chicken, why he would have chicken on the menu?
That is a very good question. You know, I'm actually rather upset about this. Chucky, do you know anything about this?
About what, Helen?
About chicken fingers being on your menu?
What?
Yeah, chicken fingers on the menu.
No, there's no such thing at my place as honey.
Honey? Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be your honey much longer.
Oh, well.
You're serving things
on
your menu.
That
hurts my feelings.
Well, I guess so. Oh, Helen! Hey, it's my manager, Murray D. Bird.
Oh, finally, somebody I can relate to.
Yeah.
I'm a bird.
Hey, is it really true what they say about you?
Well, that depends on what it is that they're saying.
Well, I heard from a very reliable source that Helen was finger-licking good.
Murray. Okay, kids. Well, that was Chucky and, okay, kids. Well, thank you so much, Chucky and Helen, for being on Radio Showbiz. And we'll be back with some more Uncle Clunk Abomination.